tested mentally because I worked. And I stayed organized. So I kept things rolling. When you do that, you actually have more time on your hands. I remember one time my boss came to me and he said, Greg, the operator just came to me. They need a valve right here running from this tank right here, a level control valve in this line right here. Put a level control valve right there. I said, okay, no problem. So I got with the operator, found out what they need to do. And guess what? Went to the storeroom, ordered the stuff, got the stuff there, had it put in on the next outage, world work order, had it put in. The next week, my boss walked by there, and he looked up, and he saw that valve in. And he came to me and said, brother, you got that valve put in that fast? I said, that's what you wanted, ain't it? He said, yeah, that's what I wanted. You know what he was expecting? About 6 weeks. He's expecting you get it, you'll get to it, you're working in with your schedule. But guess what? I say, that's an easy thing. I'm organized. I can fit this in, not hurt none of anything I got going on. I can get this done. And I went and got it done. And I'm going to tell you, it was impressive to him. Because he just making a round, looked up there, and what he had asked for was done. Now, when he needs something done next time, who are he coming to? Who's he more prone to come to? Why? He make things happen. Why is he making things happen? Because he organized. I wasn't the smartest. But you don't have to be the smartest. If you have some good work ethic and you stay organized, that organization, and you listen to the Holy Ghost, and that's key right there. And you listen to the Holy Ghost, tell you when to do things and how to get them done and when to go to a place. Amen. When to talk to somebody, who you need to talk to. I'd run into dead end after dead end of trying to find help, and I just keep on knocking. Somebody gonna help me. Because I'm sowing the seed. I'm helping anybody ask me for help, I'm helping them. So I'm expecting, I'm sowing the seed for future help.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
Awesome.
Online anytime. 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I just want to do a couple things right now. First of all, I know many of you know the Word, but I want you to turn to the 23rd Psalms. 23rd Psalms. And I want you to look at verse 1 and verse 6. But I want you to take the first three words of verse 1 and the last three words of verse 6. And you will find a profound message in these words. The first three words are what? The Lord is. The last three words of the sixth verse is what? The Lord forever. Now, when you put the Lord is and the Lord forever, you get a message that says the Lord is the Lord forever. I think it's important for the believer to know what David knew when he penned this psalm. This book of Psalm is an interesting book, of course. I've shared with many before that there are four different types of prayers in the book of Psalms. There is, again, the prayer of adoration. There is the prayer of contrition. There is the prayer of thanksgiving. And there is the prayer of supplication. There are five major themes in the book of Psalms. There is the theme of praise. There is the theme of wisdom. There is the theme of royalness. There is the theme of thanksgiving. And then there is the theme of lament. There are five divisions in the book of Psalms. I've heard many preachers say, turn to the 23rd division and turn to the 37th division. But there are only five divisions. From Psalm 1 to Psalm 41 is the first division. From Psalm 42 to Psalm 72 is the second division. From Psalm 73 to Psalm 89 is the third division. From Psalm 90 to Psalm 106 is the fourth division. And from Psalm 107 to 150 is the fifth division. There are at least eight known writers in the book of Psalms. David is given 73 of the Psalms that is ascribed to him. 73 Psalms are ascribed to him, but there are 12 more that are possible Psalms ascribed to David. There are 50 Psalms written by what is called the orphans. And the orphans were men who were either anonymous or unknown who wrote 50 of the Psalms. Asaph wrote 12 of the Psalms. The sons of Korah wrote 11 of the Psalms. And Solomon wrote 3 of the Psalms. Moses wrote 1, Lathan wrote 1, and Ethan wrote 1. As a matter of fact, one of the most famous ones we have starts off in the 90th Psalm that Moses wrote, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were ever brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth or the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So when we begin to look at this 23rd Psalm, David is so enamored with God. He is so taken with God. Remember, David is the man who was desiring the heart of God. And so David fills this psalm with the reality that God is present in every verse. The Lord, the Lord. let's walk through this verse, because I want us to see it as we have seen through these years, these six verses. But I want to lift up the Lord out of the verses, because they're hidden right before us many times. So look at the Bible again. It starts off Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, everywhere you see the Lord, it's going to refer to him either as the Lord or as he or thou in the text. And we want to lift him up because he needs to be recognized for the believer, and especially the new believers. Because when we talk about God, we need to know that he is everything. Matter of fact, Exodus 3 and 14 says, when Moses wanted to know, when they ask, who shall I say send me? You tell them, I am that I am. And there is nothing that God is not to the believer who knows him. Oh, folks, he's bread in the starving land, water in dry places. He's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's a shelter in the time of whatever you need, God is. So when we look at this word again, he, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Listen, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I showed you how David lifted up the Lord in every verse. Every verse. He's represented. There's only one verse where David speaks as it relates to himself and the Lord, where he puts my, me, and I in the one verse. And you're going to find that that's going to be in the last verse. But when David lifts up this verse, he's also careful to put himself close to God. Now, one of the things I think is so important for the believer to know, if you ever want to be in the will of God, you've got to be in the Word of God. And the saints recognize that the closest place to be is in the will of God. So David put himself so close to God, everywhere God was, David was. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Listen, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But I want to make this personal for us, because as God has moved in his word, you got to realize the reason David didn't use his name per se was because David knew that the Lord was not just his shepherd, but our shepherd as well. And so I want you to do it as I've done it before, and I want you to include yourself in the psalm. That's what makes this psalm so personal, so powerful, so prolific, and yet so plain. Now do this with me. Put your name wherever me, my, or I is in the text. The Lord is John's shepherd. John shall not want. He maketh John. Put your name. I don't hear you talking. Is he not yours? To lie down in green pastures, he leadeth John beside the still waters. He restoreth John's soul. He leadeth John in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though John walk through the valley of the shadow of death, John will fear no evil, for thou art with John. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort John. Listen, thou preparest a table for John in the presence of John's enemies. Thou anointest John's head with oil. John's cup runneth over. Listen, surely goodness and mercy shall follow John all the days of John's life, and John will dwell in the house of the Lord. If that don't excite you, nothing does. In verses 1, 2, 3, the Lord led us. In verse 4, God stayed with us. In verse 5, the Lord fed us. But in verse 6, he went ahead of us. John 14:3 says, yeah, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. And he said, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Have I got a witness? Oh Lord, how many of you know God is able? God is able. God is able. I'm told of an old lady who loved the Lord with all of her heart. Had grown up learning the 23rd Psalms. And she decided that she'd ask the Lord to always watch over her and to watch her back, to be her backup. But the old lady had grown old now, and most of her friends had died off. And there was nobody but her and the Lord. And every day she used to say, walk with me. Oh, Lord, hold my hand, be my friend. She sang songs like, precious Lord, take my hand, Lead me on and let me stand. I get a little tired and I get a little weak. But oh Lord, I'm alone. If you stay right by my side, everything will be all right. Well, this woman noticed the neighborhood had gone down. Thugs and robbers had moved in the neighborhood. Young folk had become disrespectful. She hated to leave out of her house because every day on the news, somebody was getting robbed. Somebody was getting killed. Somebody was having troubles. But the woman said, God, I put my trust in you. Be my backup. And then she would make her way to the grocery store. But one day she happened to notice that behind her were two men walking a safe distance behind her. But she didn't recognize them. When she got on the bus, they got on the bus behind her. When she got to the marketplace, they were in the marketplace behind her. She thought these two men are waiting for the appropriate time to rob me. She made it to her house and looked behind her, and the two men were still behind her. She went in her door, locked the door, and thanked God for having her back. Went out the next day. The same thing happened, but the men got a little closer to her, and she began to get nervous. So this time, she went to the police station and told the police about these two men. And the police said, where are they? And they went out and she couldn't find the men. She said, every time I leave my house, these two men follow me. When I get on the bus, these two men follow me. When I go to the store, these two men follow me. When I come back to my house, these two men follow it. Can't you do something about it? The police say, well, if they haven't done you anything, I can't do nothing about it. She then went to the church to talk to the pastor. When she talked to the pastor saw she was frustrated, saw she was disturbed, and said, sister, what's wrong with you? She said, well, pastor, my heart is scared. And the pastor said, for what, sister? She said, for several days now, there have been two men following me everywhere I go. He said, well, have they done you anything? The lady said, no. He said, well, have they said anything? The woman said, no. Have they threatened you in any way? The woman said, no. The man started smiling at her. The woman looked at him and said, preacher, I'm scared to death. This ain't no laughing matter. Why are you laughing when I told you two men are behind me? The pastor said, ma'am, I know these two men. She said, pastor, you know these men? Pastor said, yes, I do. He said, they're close friends of David. Y'all don't hear me. She said, close friends of David.
She said, as a matter of fact, he said, I know their name. She said, what are their names? He said, goodness and mercy. He said, the next time you see these two men, tell them to come a little closer and tell them thank you for having your back. Say thank you, goodness, and thank you, mercy. All night, all day, angels. Angels, angels, watching over you. Hey, isn't he all right? Isn't he all right? Aren't you glad you got angels watching over you? Say thank you for goodness. Thank you for mercy. Yeah. Yay! Ah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The doors of the church are open. The Lord is the Lord forever. Forever worthy is he of all our praise, glory, and honor. To God be the glory.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you, and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Let me hold you. I will be the